This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
We tend to forget that the King James Bible, 1611, basically 75 to 80% of it was the Tyndall translation. So I'm always kind of going back to William Tyndall and looking at how he translated things, because then I get pure Tyndall and not the committee. And Philippians 3:20, that we usually translate, "For your citizenship is in heaven." Tyndall translates it a little differently. He has, "For our conversation is in heaven," not citizenship. That was changed by the committee. What does it mean that our conversation is in heaven? Conversation in the 16th century, when Tyndall wrote this, 1524, 1526. Conversation meant deportment, carriage, conduct, lifestyle. And I think that is a good way of thinking about conversation, how we comport ourselves, how we carry ourselves, our lifestyle, conversation. Now, conversations are usually associated with watering holes. And one of the most famous conversations Jesus had, the longest theological discussion he had with anyone, was at this woman at the well, at this watering hole. Isn't that interesting? A woman with five husbands living with a sixth is his longest, most extensive theological conversation. But there is something about conversation and liquids. And in fact, somebody called conversation social breastfeeding. It's a way in which we, who are mammals need milk. And how do you get milk? Well, by the way, it's not only mammals, I guess. Doves also have a milky lactose in their throat that they feed to their squab. So it's mammals and doves feed their babies through milk. But conversation is how we as humans retain our humanity as we feed each other in this form of social lactation, if you will. And it's important that we learn how to have conversation and what it means to have a conversation. In fact, the earliest word for preaching that we have is it means homiletics is based on the Greek meaning to converse. It's a conversation. It's not a monologue. It's a conversation. So preaching itself needs to be more participation than just proclamation or presentation. And participation is one where people, as many as can and will, participate and converse. 1 Corinthians 14:26. "To sum up, my friends, when you meet for worship, each of you contributes." Here's 1 Corinthians 14 further. "When you come together, two or three should speak," to converse, to participate, to contribute. And conversation is at the essence, not just of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, but to preach. In the 19th century, when European visitors came over to the United States, they complained that when they saw men, and you look at workers today, they're all just kind of in a huddle, leaning on their shovels or their tools, and everybody's talking. Nobody's working. Everybody's talking. When did they build these roads? Everybody's talking. Well, the complaint was that men in the U.S. spent more time spitting than talking. But spitting is part of talking, at least for men. And there's many right ways of conversing. But it's important to know what's the difference between a conversation that is a dialogue and a conversation, that's a discussion. And a dialogue, there's both are valid, but there is a distinction. And a true discussion is one in which everybody's listening to one another, everybody's hearing each other, even if you're not understanding what one is saying, you're trusting it and you're repeating it so that you can try and get it, and you're stating it so that the other person can say, yes, that's what I mean. And, you know, to making what they speak in your language so that you can reconnect with them. And this is the important part of conversation. It's all about connection. And when conversation becomes about disconnection, not connection, then civilization comes apart. Humanity falls apart. When conversation is a means to an end, it's the end of conversation. And it also is the end of humanity. Where do we get this notion that being right is important in every conversation? That being right is important in any conversation. What is important about a conversation is understanding different viewpoints and connecting with each other. That's the essence of good conversation. And in many ways, and I'm just thinking about this, I've researched this at all, but maybe what killed conversation as connecting, not as proving, as what killed it as discussion and made it into just sheer dialogue. I say this, and then you say this, and everybody's got their talking points, is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I don't know, I suspect this may be one of the earliest books, what was it, 1936? To depart from this more connectional understanding of conversation into a more instrumental one. In other words, conversation is a means of influencing people, not winning friends so much or connecting with them, but as influencing them. So winning friends is connecting. Influencing people is instrumental, as winning friends is connectional. And when conversation is a means to an end of influencing people or trying to prove that you're right or get them to go in a certain direction and not, I want to understand you better, I want to understand what you're saying, I want to connect with you, I want to deepen our relationship, that's the end of conversation. And that may be the end of you, what it means to be human and humane. In Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.